Nearly every Sunday for more than 20 years, Ed Nassor has played the cathedral's carillon bells. This is the practice carillon in his office high above Wisconsin Avenue near the cathedral's central tower. I found him here warming up as usual, but instead of looking forward to his performance on the actual carillon, we looked back to the day the ground shook.
My first thought was for the safety of my wife, Catherine, who was working in an office at the cathedral at the time.
Nassor, who was home in Springfield, quickly learned his wife and everyone else at the cathedral was okay.
And she told me that you could see dust rising from the central tower.
They're the cathedral's bells, but you must think of them as your bells, too. I mean, did you think, what is going on with the bells?
I wasn't too worried about that as long as the tower was standing. But as reports started coming out and people were saying, oh, I think I heard bell-like sounds emanating from the cathedral tower, I thought, well, that's preposterous because the carillon bells hang. They never swing. And the clappers inside only move in one direction back and forth. So that couldn't have been these bells.
But wait. In this old-fashioned elevator, it's a quick ride up one level to the actual carillon, where Nassor made a discovery.
I went up to actually inspect the carillon keyboard myself, and then I saw that the tracking wires leading from the keys of the keyboard to the clappers actually had pulled out of the keyboard. And so, yes, it was possible the clappers must have been striking the bells.
Creating an earthquake song. Now, in all, the carillon weighs 64 tons, not something you think you'd want in a tower in an earthquake, but...
The engineers felt that the carillon in its low position in the tower helped stabilize the tower and kept it from shaking even more.
And at the end of the day, Nassor says...
As the carillonier, I sort of feel as if I'm the curator of the bells and I need to see what's going on, so... Rather than sitting around wondering, I kind of wish I was here to be an eyewitness.
At the National Cathedral, Brennan Hazelton, WTOP News.